Okay, Cosmos. And I don't know how to put this and express it, but I just hope for inspiration here. Helpless little me. It's about those two worldviews, the object-oriented materialist, physicalist worldview, and the other one, whatever we should call it. So anyway, where I started describing the complications of the first one, the former, so to speak, and the naturalness of the latter, I could add something. Or somewhere, maybe in the end, returning to that same point. Those who take that step from looking at it this way to that way will notice that many things will start to make sense. That used to not have any rational explanation. Rather than, for instance, asking whether there is a soul or not, and how we could ever prove it, since the soul does not seem to be detected by our scientific instruments. Oh, this became a long sentence, I have to fix that. Maybe just period and or. Not trying to look at the soul, but looking as the soul. Inside looking out. Again, from right where you are. No need for proof, because that you exist as a conscious being. It's just a fact. And as we go on like that, standing on this side, the living cosmos side, things like mind over matter is natural, because the mind is not only part of nature, but fundamental in nature. Many things that materialistic science simply had to ignore or deny or debunk, as they call it, at least try, such as mediumship, connecting to people in other worlds, near-death experiences, of leaving the body, and also sometimes visiting other realms. Previous lives, reincarnation, when you look at all of that, in this view on the universe, the cosmos, it's simply natural to be expected. We, the living beings, the conscious observers, as they call us, all are like rays from the Son of the Supreme Being. Are the reality? and the realms and worlds and environments and places and things that we surround ourselves with are forms imagined and created by that mind. Our minds and the Supreme Mind. For what? For enjoyment, for being happy. So anyway, I'm tired now, but I could try to weave this in through the story there until people can really see that and come to that conviction where it should get clearer and clearer and try and put there's a red thread there and all the pieces of the story should be crafted in such a way and assembled in such a way that they lead to that insight gradually.